This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. Before I get to the story about Starbucks trying to pay people $30,000 for a secret menu drink, I like to update people on what's going on in Houston and all that stuff. Because yesterday, I don't know, maybe Lopez, you might know about this or kind of going through this issue. But do you have the recyclable bin that you
usually do?
Yeah, so
frustrating.
Yeah, I realized that they wasn't picking it up. The recyclable bin.
Ours is, you put it out on every other Monday.
Yep.
And you're lucky if they get it by Wednesday.
Yeah, mine is every Thursday. Every Thursday. Every other Thursday.
Do they get it on Thursday?
Yeah, they usually get it on Thursday. Well,
you're lucky.
Yeah, but they haven't picked it up, I want to say, in about 40 days.
Yeah.
40 plus days. And here's the news, KPRC News, with the story on that, just in case you kind of wondering, why ain't you picking up my stuff?
Yeah.
Some neighborhoods, some of these recycling bins have been left sitting for up to 40 days. You can see some of these recycling bins behind me here in the Heights. Now, the Solid Waste Management Interim Director blames rodents, broken down trucks, and outdated systems as a reason behind some of these delays. Rodents are damaging trucks, raw sewage is backing up in facilities, and much of their equipment is simply just too old. He says out of the 218 trucks the department needs, only a small number are actually up and running. And on top of that, the city is dealing with a driver shortage. 27 people have left, partly due to a retirement incentive program. Mayor John Whitmire did acknowledge how serious the issue is and defended recent moves to address it.
It's frustrating.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't sure what was going on. I'm like, it was a couple weeks where I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
They ain't picking. So now my recyclable bin is pretty full.
I actually feel lucky that they do get mine within 2, maybe 3 days, because it sounds like 40 days with no recycling pickup.
Yeah. So
at what point do you start doing the bad thing and just putting that in the trash?
No, I think a lot of people are.
I actually did it this, this week.
Yeah, I think a lot of people
Because we had a whole bunch of boxes and stuff, and I just cut it up and put it in there because I have nowhere to put it.
Yeah. No, See, you're doing the people a service here, because I've often wondered, like, what is going on?
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on either. And, I actually seen an article about it. I'm like, is that why? I thought, I didn't know what was going on, but I didn't know they had an issue going on.
Yeah, it's bad.
So I'm not sure how long that is. When it's going to get revolved.
And it's unsightly. Resolved. It's unsightly if you want to get, like, old school. Like, the people leave their bins out there for days, weeks at a time, and they never pull them in because you don't know when the truck's going
to
come.
Yeah, and then I don't want to be the person that don't take it to the curb, and then they do show up.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
So, just a little update on in case you was
wondering. You're doing good work there, Figgy.
I'm trying to, man. Yeah. I'm trying to. But, just wanted to give y'all an update on that. As I continue on the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So, are you guys familiar with this? With the secret menu at Starbucks.
I am not.
I'm not even familiar with the regular menu at Starbucks, to be fair. Yeah.
You don't do coffee, do you?
Nah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sheer power of will over here.
Yeah. Okay. Life is my caffeine.
Yeah. Yeah. High on life, baby.
Life is my caffeine head ass. But yeah, I used to work at Starbucks, and a lot of the times people used to come in with these secret menu items.
So they did do it.
Yeah, well, they just leaned into it. This wasn't officially a Starbucks thing. This was something created by fans. Mm-hmm. And I want to say it was a website. You could probably check this website out now if you want to, but StarbucksSecretMenu.net,
okay,
where they had different stuff that's not on the real Starbucks menu.
Mm-hmm.
And so now Starbucks is leaning into that by offering, I guess, secret menu items on their app.
Is it a secret if they offer?
Yeah, that's not really how that works. Yeah. They're just putting things on the menu then.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But it's some creative stuff on the menu on the secret menu that's not on the real menu.
Okay.
And so they're doing a contest where the best new idea wins you $30,000.
All right. Well, now we're talking.
Yeah. So finalists get $5,000, and the winner gets another $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
And the current ones they have on this secret menu now is cookies on top, which is a cold brew with 2 pumps of vanilla syrup, and top it off with cold foam and cookie crumbs.
Dude, that is sweet.
Yeah, that
is sweet.
I've seen this frequently thrown out there as a level of, I don't know, judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Are you really drinking coffee at that point?
No, you're drinking a slushie.
Nah, yeah, man. That been over, man.
Yeah, you're drinking a slushie.
Yeah, nah, it's a treat. Mm-hmm. It's just a treat. And some other things they have on the secret menu, they have 4 items.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing they have is the Dragon Fruit Glow Up, which is a mango Dragon Fruit Lemonade Refresher, and they add the peach juice blend to it and top it off with vanilla cold foam.
Still not in. I didn't like the first one. I don't like this one.
Yeah. Let me see if you like this one. They have a lemon tea and pearls drink, which is black tea. It's black tea and lemonade.
The names of these are annoying. Yeah. The names of these are annoying.
I'm going to get to you why baristas like myself, or former baristas, used to be so pissed off, by the way. So it's black tea lemonade plus raspberry flavored popping pearls.
Popping pearls.
Yeah, so it's basically raspberry Arnold Palmer with those boba balls.
Oh, I hate boba. Oh, I hate
you
that.
Hate boba?
Yeah.
Houston, Texas?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't need that. I don't need that.
And the last one is just, this one is called Just Add White Mocha. It's an ice brown sugar oatmeal espresso with 2 pumps of white chocolate mocha sauce. And top it off with cold foam.
I'm just mad at all this.
I don't like any of these.
Yeah.
I don't like any of these. By the way, do you want to be healthy or not? You have oat milk, but then white mocha and brown sugar?
I hate all of it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan, Figgy.
That's just for the people that don't like whole milk, or
they
can't do whole milk or whatever.
Right.
But this used to piss baristas off so bad, mm-hmm. because I remember working there.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to get a lot of people, especially younger people,
mm-hmm.
to come in and ask for something on the secret menu.
Yeah.
So they'll come in. I remember somebody came in and said, hey, can I get the unicorn frappuccino?
Oh, Lord.
I'm sitting there like, what the hell is that? Like, what is that? So I call my man. I'm like, hey, what is a unicorn? Oh, they just want something on the secret menu. And we had to explain to him, like, hey, you have to tell us how to make that.
Yeah.
So you had to explain to us, like, what ingredients you want in it so we can make it. We can't just say, oh, unicorn.
Here's the unicorn, yeah.
Yeah. So after we explained that, her next thing was, all right, I'll just do the Ariana Grande Frappuccino.
The Ariana Grande?
Yes.
Is that a real thing?
I guess. I don't know. It's not on the Starbucks menu. We have no idea what that is.
Yeah.
So, but that website I just gave you, I think it was StarbucksSecretMenu.net.
Mm-hmm.
They have all type of random stuff. I was just looking though. I seen the Taylor Swift drink and all this other stuff. So that used to drive baristas nuts when people just coming in. Hey, let me get the in the loop frappe.
Yeah.
Or frappuccino. It's not a frappe. That's McDonald's. But
yeah,
that used to piss me off.
I could understand why. And you know, it's clear that the only reason people do these things is so they can say they ordered off the secret menu to their friends or post something on Instagram, secret menu, I got the just add white mocha, you know, or what. It's silly.
Hey, have you tried the Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
It's so silly.
Frappuccino?
Yeah.
It's just like, what?
Yeah.
So now they coming in, let me get the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Frappuccino. It's just like, man, we don't know what that is. So that used to kind of tip me off, but they leaning into it now.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably see
have you ever ordered anything? They, apparently, like McDonald's, Taco Bell have some secret menu stuff. I don't. I've never in my life ordered anything off.
Oh,
there.
Off of a secret menu.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if there's anything like it would have to be something I learned about like as a social media or a viral thing. And for me, it rarely strikes me as a secret menu thing. It's just like, oh, okay, this is an interesting
I'll
variation.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, can you give me this, but with this, like yeah. I'll give just yeah. like what you're asking for, Fig, the actual orders on how to make it. Like this is how I would like you to make my particular thing. So it doesn't strike me as a secret menu. It's just, this is my item that I asked you to change. Although
it's like a special order.
This does. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Special order is exactly what I was looking for. Although, In one of the few ways or one of the ways that I get a little judgmental, I do really hate the person that goes, orders something, asks for a whole bunch of special orders, and then says they don't like the thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, you don't know if you like the thing because you changed the thing.
Yeah.
And my mom is really bad about that one. She's like, yeah, let me get that, but no tomatoes, no onions, no all. And I'm like, but those were all there for the particular flavor, though.
Yeah, you're ordering something different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So last week, Clips dropped an album called Let God Sort Them Out. And I actually like the album. I think it's a good album. If you like hip-hop, check it out. Real good production by Pharrell and all that stuff. Love the interviews they've been doing the last couple weeks. And, John, are you familiar with Clips?
Just the name. I couldn't tell you anything about anything else.
All right, I'm going to play a song for you. I think you might remember this song. Mm-hmm. This was one of their most popular songs that kind of got them on the map.
Yeah, that's usually how it is with me. I don't even know the artist, but I've heard the song.
Yeah, so here's their song called Grinding.
From ghetto to ghetto, the backyard to yard, I sell it whip on whip, it's off the hard. I'm the neighborhood pusher, call me subwoofer, cause I pump bass like that jack.
I've actually heard this a lot.
You heard
and
this
I could have never have told you. Yeah.
Wait till we get to the hook real quick. The hit, the hook about to come up right now.
You're going all the way to the hook?
Nah, here it go right here.
Grinding.
Yeah, so you have Pharrell on the hook saying grinding.
Yeah.
And obviously the thing that is very well known is high schoolers taking pencils and pens and making this beat in their at their lunch tables. Just a rite of passage of sorts.
Yeah. So one of the guys that's in this group, he go by the name of Pusha T.
Now I'm familiar.
Yeah, Pusha T. And did you know he was responsible for a McDonald's jingle?
Did not.
Yep. So he was.
Did you?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was responsible for a McDonald's jingle and an Arby's one.
Get out of town.
Yeah. So here's Pusha T. This was a couple years ago when he was on the Joe Budden podcast, pretty much talking about how that happened.
Steve Stout basically brought us the whole idea of doing the McDonald's jingle. When he brought it to us, he gave us the I'm loving it, you know,
tagline.
Yeah. And we basically just wrote to that.
So you just wrote da 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 da.
No. But you know, within that, you know, they just took pieces out, whatever the case may be. And they got over. Like they got over. Pay a one-time payout.
Oof.
One-time payout.
Wow.
Give me and my brother half a million. But I own 40% of the Arby's commercial now.
We hate Arby's.
It doesn't matter.
Who goes to Arby's? Huh?
Wait, hold on. We have the meats as you?
Yeah. We own that.
Hey, what? Get the out of here. All right.
So they came, he came up, or they came
Pusha
up with.
Pusha T came up with, we are the meats.
He did.
I don't know if R is the right word there. I was just
we have the meats.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's very impressive.
I thought that was pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
Did you also know that Pusha T made a diss song about McDonald's?
I thought McDonald's gave him $500,000.
He didn't appreciate that, though.
Oh.
They just gave him one time buyout.
Oh, he wanted more. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why he mentioned in this that Arby's. He got 40% of the.
He's probably not wrong either.
Yeah. So he felt like they kind of got over on him a little bit.
Yeah.
But here is his diss song to McDonald's.
I'm the reason the whole world love it. Now I gotta crush it. Filet-O fishes. Then you should be disgusted. How dare you sell a square fish asking us to trust it? A half slice of cheese, Mickey D's on a budget. Arby's crispy fish is simply it. With lines around the corner, we might need a guest list. Eggs is stage left, the sandwiches taste fresh. A little cube of fish from a clown is basic. Say less, this argument is baseless. Drowned in tartar, that filet-o fish is tasteless. See, Arby's only deals in the greatness. I bet the house on it like it's Vegas. Look. I could sell water to a whale. How could you ever think I'd fail? Yeah, the crispy fish sandwich blazing trails. The mother clown's just too frail. Yeah, if you know me and you know me well, our fish is gonna tip that scale.
I don't know exactly how I feel about this. Because half of me is like, well, he is one bitter dude. And the other half is, I see you working. You're trying to get Arby's, you know, to take off a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, this is more of an Arby's thing. Like Arby's, how do we get a little bit of market share? How do we
but he
pump
comes
up
across
this thing?
Like really bitter about McDonald's.
Well, a lot of people saying he come across bitter. Period.
That's right. True. With other things happening there.
Yeah, going after Drake and Travis Scott and all that good stuff. But I thought that was kind of cool that he came up with that jingle. All right, I'm going to get you out of here on this. So it's a guy by the name of Kev On Stage, who's a comedian. You probably seen some of his videos on social media. He has a message for all of the parents out there. And I want to ask Lopez a question after you hear this.
Parents, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't push me with the fridge. Don't push me. I want to say, parents, after 16 years, 16 long and hard years, JoJo has successfully taken the trash out. Where are you going? Without being asked.
He's got a video of this.
The trash was out. Lord, you're the Lord of the harvest, and we worship you.
The kid just trying to walk away.
Yeah.
This day, he did it, y'all. 16 years. He'll be 17 in a month. We did it, y'all.
I want to ask Lopez this. Do you have a moment where one of your kids did something for the first time that they were supposed to do? And you like, what?
Yeah.
What is going on? I want you to answer that. Plus, would this make you is this a proud parent moment, or would you look at this as a red flag?
No, not necessarily a red flag. And really not even a proud moment. Just sort of a, like kind of what he did, like a mocking finally kind of, you know, sarcastic thing. As far as the kids, everything for mine happened as soon as they went to college. Mm. All three of them. Oh, you can fold clothes. Oh, you can fill a dishwasher. Oh, this and that, you know. And to be fair, my kids have always been pretty good. If you tell them, to do it, but never did it on their own.
Yeah, some people feel like this might be a red flag for him because he took the trash out for the first time in 16 years. Some people are saying, oh, he might be hiding something.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Maybe. Yeah, if you put it that way, maybe he's got something in there that he's like, I got to get rid of this.
Get rid of this condom.
Yeah.
Put this in the trash. I'll take the trash. I got the trash.
I got it. Don't worry about it, Mom.
Don't worry. That's what we call a callback.
Yeah, exactly. From the, I guess, the question of the day.
That's right. All right. That is Figgy's mixtape. 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at The Figgy Fig on social media if you see something that's mixtape worthy. All right. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. But before we get there, Bill Barnwell, ESPN, has ranked the top 25 teams over the past 25 years. What would it take for a Texans team to look like maybe one of these? We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.